Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. Today is part one of two parts of Newman's sermon, The Religion of the Day. It is increasingly difficult to keep up with the current news about the Church without coming away feeling disturbed and saddened. It seems as though many who profess Christianity have forsaken the truth while still claiming to be Christian. However, this is nothing new, as Blessed John Henry Newman teaches us. People often make religion fit their desires and opinions. Newman begins the sermon, Religion of the Day, with the following words. Quote, "In every age of Christianity, since it was first preached, there has been what may be called a religion of the world, which so far imitates the one true religion as to deceive and unstable the unwary." End of quote. The devil has his false prophets and sets up a counter-religion. Quote, "And in one sense they speak the truth, but it is not the whole truth. And we know, even from the common experience of life, that half the truth is often the most gross and mischievous falsehoods." End of quote. In an earlier age, Satan presented one aspect of the gospel, God's mysteriousness, justice, and sovereignty. Quote, "God is a consuming fire," so declares the text, and we know it. What we know more, that is, that God is love also. But Satan did not add this to his religion, which became one of fear. End of quote. In Newman's time, as well as in our own, Satan presents the world with a different idol. Quote, "What is the world's religion now? It has taken the brighter side of the gospel, its tidings of comfort, its precepts of love, all darker, deeper views of man's condition and prospects being comparatively forgotten. This is the religion natural to a civilized age, and well has Satan dressed and completed it into an idol of the truth." End of quote. Newman describes the religion of our supposedly civilized age as a religion which does not wish to hurt or offend anyone, a religion which relies not on objective truth, but on subjective feeling. He writes, quote, "Thus elegance is gradually made the test and standard of virtue, which is no longer thought to possess an intrinsic claim on our hearts or to exist, further than it leads to the quiet and comfort of others. Conscience is no longer recognized as an independent arbiter of actions. Its authority is explained away. Partly it is superseded in the minds of men by the so-called moral sense, which is regarded merely as the love of the beautiful." End of quote. Instead, we know that a correctly formed conscience is God's voice, commanding us to do what is right and to shun what is evil. This conscience is aware of the consequences of sin and the resulting punishment. As for the religion of the day, Newman writes, quote, "Everything is bright and cheerful. Religion is pleasant and easy. Benevolence is the chief virtue. Intolerance, bigotry, excess of zeal are the first of sins. Austerity is an absurdity. Even firmness is looked on with an unfriendly, suspicious eye." End of quote. Vice is redefined to reflect the zeitgeist based on the latest acceptable outrage, whether it is a true or a fabricated concern, considered basically something distasteful. People seek novelties in doctrine, new preachers, and new objects of religion. Newman calls this a counterfeit of the truth, or substituting the cultivation of secular education for religion. Throughout his life, in both his writings and his teachings, Newman insisted on this error and this deceit. Next week, we will continue with Newman's sermon. For now, we can benefit from becoming aware of the temptation around us to accept such religion of the world.